Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
By Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions.
It's where Jackie and I both get our hair did, so make sure you go there. Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street, and tell them that we sent you there.
Surprise! It's a mini-sode. It's Jackie Green of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel is on maternity leave because she had her baby. Exciting stuff, right? So I was so excited when she got induced, I was freaking out. But it was a long labor. She'll tell you about it because we're going to call her in a second. But it was long. And I was by the phone, and I probably texted her like she's going to write back, right? Like, I mean, that's so disrespectful of me. But we have that kind of relationship. Like, we're close. So I texted her like 17 times, like selfies, like, this is me waiting for the baby. Hi again. It's me and Greenlee just sitting here. Can't wait to see the baby. Things like that. The whole time she's in the delivery room pushing for hours, like just probably hearing her phone in the corner go buzz, 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 just like, Jackie, stop. So we're going to give Rachel a call. We've got to check in on her. I've talked to her a ton, but via text. So I've not really gotten to talk to her, you know, and hear her voice. And it's been like 2 weeks, and that's the longest I go without seeing or speaking to Rachel. So I'm pumped. So we'll give her a call right now. Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I'm trying to put some makeup on my face.
Girl, you're putting makeup on?
Yeah. We look real scary today.
Dude, been there. How's everything going?
Everything's going good. I feel like a little overwhelmed. There's a lot of people coming to my house right now.
Dude, I wondered if that was happening when you wanted to postpone. I was like, oh, crap. They probably have people coming over all the time.
Dude, it's just been insane. But my grandparents came in town from North Carolina, so it's like I can't say, you guys, I need just a little bit of rest. Because they're so happy to be great-grandparents. This is the first time for them.
Right, but at the same time, you're like, I'm a new mom and I'm really tired.
Yes, I'm really tired. And actually, she gave me like 2 to 3 hour stretches of sleep last night, and
ooh,
it was life-altering.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's pretty good.
Great. I know. She's actually pretty good, and she's really not, she's not really colicky. I mean, maybe that takes time. I don't really know.
I don't know.
But she, as long as she is on the boob, or she is straight up changed, she is fine and happy as a clam.
So oh, that's good. That's how Greenlee was. Same thing, where if she had her bottle and was changed, she was fine.
Exactly. But man, she hates getting poopy diapers. It's like the end of her world. She screams like a crazy person.
Dude, Greenlee still does. She had a fit yesterday because she woke up with a dirty diaper, and it was like 3 a.m. And I mean, hysterical. Like a crazy person.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Quinn's doing that too. But yes, we have Quinn Isabel. And I realize her name sounds really, like, bougie.
Bougie. It's so fancy.
Just a little bit. But I tell you what, even though I'm really tired and everything, it's totally worth it.
It's awesome. Is breastfeeding going good?
Actually, breastfeeding is going better than I ever could have imagined.
Oh, thank God.
I asked for the lactation specialist to come in when I was in the hospital.
Oh.
And they did, and they helped me a lot. Like, it actually has been really easy. The thing that's the toughest part is she wants the boob right now, like every hour. She's cluster feeding like a crazy chick.
Ooh.
Because my milk came in.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's the wildest thing ever, to see milk oozing from your nipples.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it look like milk, like milk we drink?
Yes, it looks like milk we drink.
Oh, my gosh.
It is nuts, Jack. Like, I was really stressed because, like, the first day, I was like, why is this not coming in yet? Like, she's going to be dehydrated. Like, I was all worried about it. And then all of a sudden, she was hitting that nip hard, and I was like, something's going on. And I looked, and sure enough, it looks like the milk we drink coming out of my nip. Like, she had the milk mustache today.
Oh, my gosh, it's so cute.
Yeah. It was really weird at first, but now it's like, oh, my God, I'm the food source, which is strange. But she's doing really good. She had her doctor's appointment yesterday. Everything's good. She's really tall. She was like, almost 21 inches long, and they said she's in, like, the 80th percentile for length right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I'm really short. Like, I was, like, 18 inches when I was born.
Holy.
So she obviously gets that from Aaron.
She's got Aaron's height. She definitely has Aaron's height.
Yeah, Aaron's height, and I think she looks like me. If you look at my baby pictures,
dude,
she looks like me.
She looks just like you.
I know.
Like, that's Rachel's baby. Like, the minute I saw the picture, I went, oh, my gosh, that's Rachel.
You know, what's funny is, because I look exactly like my mom, and as soon as my dad saw it, he's like, well, we got another one.
Oh, my gosh, you do. When you posted that video of your mom on Snapchat before the baby came, I went, oh, my God, that's Rachel's mom.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I look exactly alike, which is pretty funny, but all is well. How's it going at work? Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Normal.
Normal stuff at work. Annoying stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, normal, basic. Like, it's work.
Yeah. I know Kelsey's not there with you right now because this is being recorded, but make sure you tell her I said hi and thanks for filling in because I'm really glad that she's there with you during this Wednesday podcast.
Dude, yeah, me too. It's been good.
I'm glad everything's going good, though.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Nothing, no storms so far.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to be off work like this.
Yeah, isn't it weird?
It is. Like, I woke up this morning, and I was so happy because Quinn, like, slept until 9. And when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, my God, like, I don't have to go to work right now. I guess I'll just watch the Today Show and, you know, feed her. And it was nice. It was quiet.
You're like, ooh.
I almost feel a little bit like, what am I doing? This is very strange.
Right.
Because I'm used to getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still doing that.
And now you're getting up at 4 in the morning, but you at least get to stay in your jammies.
Yeah, exactly. I can look like the scariest person on the block. You should see how scary I looked yesterday. I told Aaron, I'm like, dude, you got to sit with her for an hour. I got to put makeup on or something. I feel like I look like an ogre.
Dude, like, I bet you look cute. Whenever I see pictures, I'm like, dude, Rachel always looks so put together. Like, I look like a hot mess, and I don't even have a newborn. I'm at work.
Yeah, you say that, but I don't know, Jack. I looked pretty scary yesterday. But, yeah, my grandparents are coming, so now I'm, like, trying to make myself look kind of presentable. My grandma sees me the other day, and she goes, oh, Rach, you look tired. I go, gee, thanks. Like,
Of course I look tired. I have a baby. God.
Right?
I would stab someone.
If I get through the first 2 weeks, Jackie, does it slow down with the feedings at night and all this stuff?
I don't know because I didn't breastfeed, but like Greenlee was probably like 2 months and then all of a sudden it was like every 4 hours.
Oh, see, I am like dying for the every 4 hours.
Yeah, every 4 hours is awesome. Once it gets every 4 hours, like I can handle this.
Yeah, that would be nice. They say that like once she hits 11 pounds, around 11 pounds is when they start to like sleep in 4 hour stretches. I'm like,
oh,
waiting for that day. Yeah, because she was bigger than the doctor thought. The doctor thought she was going to be 7.5. Nope, she was 8.5.
She's a whole pound bigger.
She's a whole pound bigger.
She's a little big girl.
I know. She did come 4 days late, though, so she might have packed on some extra weight while she was in there. But still.
She's in there eating.
6, that's not a small baby.
Dude, you don't have to give us all the details, but how was labor?
Labor was intense. Like, I was in labor for, gosh, 24 hours almost. My contractions didn't start until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and even then they weren't bad.
Right.
But I was put on Pitocin to induce it. So when they put me on that Pitocin, it made my contractions, like, go. Sorry, I'm getting lower because I'm getting closer to her, and I got her to sleep for a little bit. When I got that Pitocin, my contractions were right on top of each other. I was only having, like, a 30-second break in between. It was terrible.
Ugh.
So I got the epidural, and the epidural was great. Oh, my God. At first, I was having these huge contractions I couldn't even feel. And then the epidural was like, I guess it was like put in wrong or it wore off. Or something happened. I felt everything.
It wore off?
Shaking on the side of the bed. Yeah, I was like shaking on the side of the bed, Jack. Like it was nuts.
Oh, my God.
I was a mess. And Aaron, my God, he was so great that you could see he was just scared because I was in so much pain.
Right.
And
he's never seen you in like pain like that, so that probably freaked him out.
Yeah, it did. And then they gave me another one, and that one made my front numb, but not my back. So I had these pains down the back of my leg.
Oh.
Long story short, they checked me and said, you're 10 centimeters. Do you want to push? And I said, yes, let's just get her out. I don't want any more medicine. I don't like being pumped like that.
No.
I mean, I was in so much pain, it's hard to not say yes. But once they did that and I had this radiating pain down my legs, I said, let's just get her out. And I pushed for an hour and a half. They were like, you can push for 3 hours. I was thinking, man, you have not met me. I am not doing that.
Sorry, bitch. I'm not pushing 3 hours.
Yeah. We are getting this kid out. Like, I'm not going to skip a contraction. Let's do it. And Aaron said I was just, like, determined. Like, you could see it on my face. I was really delirious. So I don't really remember. But she came out, and it was like, oh, everything's fine now, you know?
Once she was out, weird. Was it, like, immediate relief? Like, oh.
Yes. It's amazing. Like, the contraction stopped. She's out of my body. It's incredible how it just goes away like that.
So the pain, it's almost like you probably still were in pain, but it was so much less, drastically less, that you don't feel like you're like, oh, my God.
Exactly. And, like, it felt, I was just so sublimely happy.
Right.
Like
delirious.
And we just cried, and we were so happy. And she just looked so perfect, like, just that moment. I mean, they tell you what it's going to be like. Now
right.
Crying. they tell you what it's going to be like, but you don't. See, my hormones are all out of whack.
No, I understand.
You don't expect it to be that way.
You don't think it's going to be really, as emotional as it is.
Right. Like, I was not. I mean, we were a wreck. we still are. The other night, I'm sitting on the couch with Aaron, and I'm holding her and she's falling asleep. I just start crying.
You're just like, she's so cute.
I said, I got to get it together because this kid's going to be like, my mom is psychotic.
No, I was like that too. When Greenlee came out, I remember, you know how they're all white? And like purple.
Yes.
She came out and I was like, why does she look like that? And I was like crying. And then they told me I could touch her hands while they cleaned her off. And I was like, I'm scared to look at her.
I know. They're so, Aaron keeps calling her Fragile from A Christmas Story. Like, they're so fragile.
Fragile.
Oh my gosh. I can't even tell you. Like, now I need her to put on some weight. She's so little. I feel so like she's just tiny.
But she's so tiny.
I know. But at first, it was like, oh my God, this little human, we made you. This is crazy.
And isn't it nuts? Like, she came out and she's like, when they first put her in your hands, they're like bigger than you expect because they're inside of you. So you're like, oh my God, this baby's, it's like a baby. But then a day later, you're like, okay, this is tiny.
No, that's kind of how I felt too. And now I can't even imagine her being back in my stomach.
No.
Like, just thinking about that, like, I look at her and I'm like, how is it possible that you were in there?
Yeah.
You know?
They were, like, folded
and
in half.
What? She's getting bigger now, but, like, man, at first, I feel like she already looks different, too. Did you feel like that? Like, Greenlee, like, you brought her home?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she looks different today. I don't know why.
Within, like, a day or two, all of a sudden, you're like, wait, what's going on here? You look different already.
Yeah. Well, Aaron always joked that when I was a baby, I looked like I was part Asian. Like, it's a running joke that, you know, who's Rachel's dad? Like, it's not it's funny. But then she came out, and she had that same look.
I had that look when I was a baby, too.
Really?
That little bit of, Asian look.
Yes, and, I mean, nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying I'm not. So
You're not Asian. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, all is well in baby land over here. We're very emotional, but we're very happy in the household.
Dude, is Aaron, like, is he doing a good job changing diapers and doing all that?
He actually is doing a really good job with that. And you know what's amazing is he's like, man, he goes, it's really tough for me because every time I get to hold her, like, she, like, cries because she wants to eat, like, be fed by you. Like, in the morning, he wants to, like, because he went back to work just for a little bit this week. And he wants to hold her in the morning, but when you wake her up, she wants food.
Right.
And he's like, I haven't even had time to hold her. I'm like, wake her up a little earlier then.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. But, yeah, he's been really good. He's, like, made sure the house is clean and everything's taken care of, which is good. He's cooked every night. I haven't cooked a dinner since we brought her home.
Thank God. I'll bring you some freezer meals.
I like it. Yeah, absolutely, because I do not want to cook right now.
No, this is the last thing you want to worry about is cooking.
Right, for sure, yeah.
The baby's but like, I don't need cooking, I got mama.
Week, right. I'll see you next week, though, right? You're going to come over?
Yes. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Okay. Good, I'm excited.
Have you had a drink yet?
I have not had a drink yet because I can't introduce a bottle to her until 2 weeks. So, because it's like this whole nipple confusion thing.
Oh,
so
shoot.
Once 2 weeks hits, I'll be able to give her a bottle.
And then we can have a drink?
I'll be able to, like, have a drink. What'd you say?
And then we can have a drink.
Then we can have a drink. Yes, I'm dying. I want to go to have some. I want to go to the Hard Cider Brewery. That's
yes,
the first thing I want to do.
We need to go do that.
And before we got pregnant, that was like the last place I had a drink at was that place, and I want to go back.
Yes, if anything, I can bring a 4-pack of ciders, and we can enjoy them out in your yard or something.
Yes. Vandermilk totally roasted. That's my
jam. That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh my god, so good.
Yeah, well, have a great day today. I have to get ready because my grandparents are going to be here in
20 minutes. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'll tell Grandma and Grandpa I said hi.
Okay, I will. Love you guys.
Okay, we love you. I'll text you later. Bye.